For heritage development, today's date is 9th of July 1981. The narrator, would you say your name, please?
Sister Frances D. Sales.
And the interviewer is Sister Sally Witt from the St. Rachel's Convent. I wanted to ask you some things about your family background. Before your family came to Aliquippa, where did they live?
My father came from the eastern part of the state, from Lancaster, or that area. We used to say he was Pennsylvania Dutch. I don't know if that's true. It can be Pennsylvania Dutch, but that's where he came from. My mother came from here in Pittsburgh. She was born in Lawrenceville, but her parents both came from Ireland. Her father was Irish, but I think he lived in England and suffered because he was Catholic and Irish. And the family came to this country. I really am not sure of dates. Mm-hmm. All those things I should have found out, I guess.
Do you know where they lived in Ireland?
No, I don't even know that.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why they chose Lawrenceville?
No. Those are interesting questions. I should have. I don't know. I guess my grandfather was labored in the mill, and maybe he worked in a mill in England. I don't know that for sure. I never knew my grandparents
on either side.
No, mm-hmm. Never. Mm-hmm.
Did you miss them?
I think that's a great deprivation for a child not to know grandparents. My mother and father were, you'd almost consider them pretty old when I was born, because my mother was almost, she was about 36. They had been married 10 years before I was born.
Mm-hmm. Are you the first child?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many are there? How many children are there?
Three. Mm-hmm. My mother had a miscarriage, and that would have been twins. There are three of us, two girls and a boy.
On your father's side, before they were in Pennsylvania, do you know what country they were from?
Well, Germany, I think. You know, that is really very vague in my... I don't know much about my heritage, mm-hmm. And now we used to tease them about, it was, during times of the war and so on, and Germany, and it is Germany, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Was that an important thing during the war, your father being German?
Well, no, because really, no, there wasn't any kind of prejudice. No.
But you were aware of it as children?
Oh, I was aware. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it never had any kind of bearing on the way I felt. I don't think it did anyway. Unless I was, it did and I wasn't aware of it. Mm-hmm.
Questions? When did your parents move to Aliquippa? Were they married before they moved to Aliquippa?
Yes. They moved to Aliquippa. It was before the First World War. It was about in that time. Because my mother can remember, they lived down in Franklin Avenue. They lived in rooms with some other people, Mr. and Mrs. McCaddy, and lived with them. My mother says she can remember sitting on the porch watching the fellas, I guess my father didn't have to go to war because he had bad eyes, and he was for it. But my mother told me that if it had gone on much longer, he probably would have had to go to war. But he wasn't in war. He wasn't in the First World War.
What's 4F?
They're, excused from the draft because of, well, because of his odds.
Do you know if your parents originally lived in a company house at all in Albuquerque?
That's the kind of house we lived in when they finally got a house. All
so you lived in it too?
Yeah, I lived in it for all the years that I lived in. I mean, they bought one house. The company, J&L, was good to the people. My mother always says that. J&L let the people buy the houses. And I know all the time that I was growing up, they were paying on the house. I know they didn't own it.
So it was one of the homes built as a company home, but it was really you were buying it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And at the time that my mom and dad bought a house, my relatives from Pittsburgh called it the country because Albuquerque at that time was like going to the country for, you know, not many streets, and it didn't look like Pittsburgh. But of course that was back in, well, I was born in 1925. That must be about the time that they bought the house, because when I was first born, they lived in a flat. They lived in an apartment down on Franklin Avenue. Then they bought a house after I was born.
Do you know why they lived specifically on Plan 12?
No.
That's why I was there. Well, what I'm questioning is, you know, what was... I don't understand the plans in Alcoba and why they're different. Why?
Oh, I don't either. I never bothered to find out. I guess people just started to settle. I imagine that maybe, you know, as places got filled up, you had to move out further. I don't know if that's the reason. We certainly didn't live there because we never had a car. There was a trolley. There was a streetcar.
Was there? Did it go up into your plane?
Yes. It went up Franklin Avenue, and then, do you know where Murata Road is?
No.
Well, it was like it was going through the woods for a while. You went through the woods, and then you came out into Main Street. It came down Main Street. And then it came to the end of Main Street, and there was a lady who drove the truck. I remember that lady. She wore a long black skirt and a gray blouse, and she had her hair in a ball. And she moved the cash thing from here up to here. You know, and that's the way the trolley went that way then.
Oh.
It didn't turn around or anything. It just went straight up here, stopped at 20th Street near where I live, and then it went, turned around and went back.
I have a map. Can you show me on the map?
Sure. I'm not sure about that middle part. I know it used to go through the woods, and now Murata Road is there. I could get all these questions and ask Malia, and then she could be ready to tell you the answers.
Well, no, it's
you
don't remember.
Oh, is it? Oh, dear, that's terrible. I'm not good at maps. Where's Franklin Avenue?
Here it is. No, I don't know if that's the end of it. Here's St. Thomas.
Yeah, here's St. Thomas. Well, it came up Franklin Avenue. There's Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
That must be, there's the orchard, that's where Ruth lived.
Ruth
Sattler. Mm-hmm. Okay, where's Sheffield? Here's Main Street. Here's Irwin Street. This is
where
I live.
Now, is that Plan 12?
Yeah, this is Plan 12. Yeah.
Okay.
Here's Murata Road. It came up this way somewhere. Now, where's Main Street? Oh. Came out here. But see, I lived out on this part. No, this is Plan 12. This was called Hollywood, and that's where I did.
Now, was Hollywood an extension of Plan 12?
I think probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they called it Hollywood.
Did that trolley go into the other plans?
Uh-uh. No. It never went up any of those hills. It just went around that one. See, it would go over Plan 12 and Hollywood, and then it went up.
Okay, that helps me because that map does not tell you what plan it is.
Oh, I guess. No. This is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I have to study the map of Ambridge now as I try to find where people live. But this map isn't very good. Ooh. It's hard to follow. My brother lives out here. Admiral. He lives on Admiral Street.
Admiral.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's that called? Is that Hollywood?
No, he lives on Calvert Street. Where is it from? No, I don't know what this is called. Where's the hospital?
Yeah. Oh, here's Calvert.
Yeah, here's Calvert. Okay, he lives right there. Oh, we have a friend on the other. That's it. I don't know what this is called. Here now. I don't know if they keep giving them names. Probably Sheffield. Because this up here, I think, is Sheffield Terrace. The Terrace, you know where that is?
No, I need, I'm trying to work it out with Donatella for someone to go with me in the car and just point out what every place is.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, though, about the trolley. What other kinds of transportation did you use?
Well, in Aliquippa, we only had the trolley. And then when I was, I guess, later on, as we were in school, we traveled on a bus. If we could, we walked
mm-hmm.
to school. That was pretty far a walk. We had to go down Plan 12 Hill. If we were way out here on Owen Street, we had to go all the way down there. But we rode the bus too. And we were always my family. My mother didn't like Aliquippa very much. She used to always be running back to Pittsburgh. And she'd take the three of us, and we'd go on a train. We always went on the train. That's why we went up to the Grand Concourse. We took her there for her 90th birthday for lunch. And she was so thrilled to see it because she loved that whole train station. Mm-hmm.
Would she go up to shop or to visit relatives?
Mostly to visit mm-hmm. my aunts. And we did go to shop. My aunts would meet us and take us shopping. And we'd see the Santa Claus parade, and my aunts were very good to us. During the Depression time, my father didn't work very much. But my aunts were always very good.
Did you say your father didn't work much?
No, well, nobody did.
I wanted to clarify that.
Yeah.
Let's see. What are some of the things you do remember about besides your father not being at work much? Was he ever off completely?
Oh, I think so. I think so that he was. I'm sure. Maybe he'd get one day a week or something like that. Yeah. But, isn't anybody up there?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. What was I saying?
About your
father.
Oh,
well, yeah. Some of the years my two aunts lived with us. And my aunt Irene was a telephone supervisor down in Rochester, and she lived with us, and I think she must have helped us through a lot. times.
Can you remember any specifics in changes in your life, like in food or amount of clothing or recreation?
Oh, well, you know, things were pretty simple in those days. We didn't have a lot of things. I never had a bicycle. We never had things, you know. We had clothes. My aunts would, I can remember my aunts getting me a dress. Then that dress would go to a neighbor who was a year younger. And then that dress would come back to Malia, who was a year younger than that. Mm-hmm. So I can remember Malia really hating to get always third-hand clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that happened a lot. We didn't have a lot of clothes, but we had good clothes. Somehow or other, we did. We always had enough to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I never remember being hungry.
Did you have a general feeling that that was true of other people in Alacoque too, that they were not getting enough work?
Well, I was, you know, in the Depression time, I was pretty little. I mean, I wasn't that little, but I didn't know. Well, one thing I can remember this in school. They gave milk to certain kids. If you were, I guess you must have been, you know, if your father wasn't working and stuff, and you weren't up to par as far as weight, they gave you milk and cookies or crackers, but we never got it. Because we always had, you know,
uh-huh.
were well provided for. I mean, we weren't underweight or anything like that. I don't remember getting mad about that because other kids cut milk and I didn't. Yeah, I remember.
How would they do that? If they only could give it to some kids and not the others.
I don't remember the particulars of it, but that's something that that we. You know, that I know really did happen, because I can remember that we talked about. I don't know what they did, if they took them out and gave them something.
Yeah. How did your family shop?
There's the corner grocery store. Morris Gaspin was Jewish, and he was a block away from our house. And Morris Gaspin was very good. My mother, because lots of times I know the bill was big.
Did you have a charge?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if he lasted in business to the end of the Depression?
Yeah, he was still there when I left town.
Mm-hmm.
He's no longer there, those things. You know. He had a brother who had a grocery store up the street from us, too. We were two of them. But we liked Morris better than Simon. Morris was nicer. And there was a little candy store around the corner from us. And you could get a great big ice cream cone for nickel. We always waited till Mr. Chat was there, because he gave me more. Mrs. Chat was stingy. But I can remember 5 cent ice cream cone and penny candy. I don't know if you remember penny candy.
I do.
One of these and one of those.
Yeah.
But, you know, we weren't deprived. I think we had a good time. And I know that I can remember people coming to our house. Lots of hobos, I guess you'd call them, tramps. I can remember... I can remember my mother feeding them. She never had any money to give them. But I remember them, you know, my mother feeding people, because there were a lot of them in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a story I remember my mother telling. She had $1, I think. I think that's all she had. And she knew that this man, she had, somehow or other, she'd scraped enough to get a radio. You know, one of those old-fashioned radios we used to sit on the floor beside the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. And she said that the man Well, was it the insurance? That's what I can't remember now. One of them, she was so, she wondered what she was going to do when he came, and he never did come to the door. And she asked him about it later, and he said, well, I knew you didn't have it, so I knew what was the use of coming. So those are little things that I know my mother, I can remember one time losing a dime.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I can remember losing a dime, and it was really a big thing. I went to send for milk or something, and I lost it. That was a big thing, to lose a dime. Dimes were really hard. And I just said this to Malia when I was home. We were thinking about, you know, when we were talking with Evelyn, because Malia was just small. She broke her arm. She was walking on a fence, and she fell and broke her arm. And I guess we really must have been pretty hard up, because it wasn't until the next day that they took her to the doctor, because they wanted, they really had to be sure that it was really, you know, bad. I can remember that.
Well, what was the general attitude towards doctors? Did you go to the doctors like people do today? Was it common?
We had a really good doctor. We had Dr. Owens, who was a family doctor, who came to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the doctor because I used to get bronchial, you know, bronchitis. But I do remember Dr. Owens. He was a good man, and he would come to the house. He even did that, well, I guess he did it even years when people weren't doing that anymore, because he came to see my father, and my father was retired then, so that was, you know.
I wanted to ask you about the shopping on Franklin Avenue. Did you use those stores much?
There was a company store.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember buying an going with my mother once to get an Easter outfit at the company store. We didn't use it much. We mostly went to Pittsburgh. I have this trouble. I have long, skinny feet. And I could never get shoes. I never bought a pair of shoes in Elk River. Never.
Mm.
I always had to go to Pittsburgh to get shoes. They wouldn't ever be able to fit me in. But my father used to say I had Pittsburgh feet. But we went to Pittsburgh. Mostly, I guess, because my aunts. I had two aunts who never met. And they were, you know, extremely good to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Always, you know.
What kind of work did your father do?
He was a machinist in the mill. Just, you know, common, ordinary machine shop.
Did he talk about his work? Did you know much about it when you were a child?
No. Mm-mm. My father wasn't a great talker.
Mm-hmm.
Probably that's why I don't know too much about his heritage.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't talk. And he had no... I think the only family that I ever met of his was a cousin. He had no brothers or sisters that were...
Mm-hmm.
If he had them, they weren't... He had a stepmother. And I don't think they were close in the family. I know he did have a brother but I never met him. I didn't know him. My mother named my brother after him because she thought she should, you know. I mean, she felt really bad that my father didn't have family.
I hope she liked the name, too.
Oh, yeah. William, she liked it.
What about your mother? What were some of the routine things that she did?
Routine things.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was the kind of person who would get up at 5 o'clock so that she could put something in the furnace so that we would have, so that would be more. She used to put our clothes in front of the, you know, we had registers in the house.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
And, so that we could be warm. That's, yeah. Or if she didn't have something to put in our lunch, I can remember she'd get up and make something in the morning.
Bake something?
Well, do something like, here's the thing I can remember. You know those things that they make that that you put chocolate on? Isn't this funny? But this is a memory that I have. I can smell the chocolate. She put chocolate on graham crackers.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have any cookies. We had to carry our lunch. We carried our lunch all the years. Ruthie Sattler didn't have to carry her lunch. The Sattlers always were home. And the Grimeses were home. They lived closer, see. But we had to carry our lunch because we lived too far away. Mm-hmm. We had to sit in the classroom most of the time.
At lunchtime.
Oh, yeah. And those are awful memories of you. Of course, we did have a lunchroom downstairs. Ugly old hall. And then we'd play on the cinders. Our playground was cinders.
I bet you had a lot of accidents.
Oh, yeah. lots of knees. Knees and hands.
How did you get to know our sisters?
Well, from going to St. Ida.
School.
Mm-hmm.
Who were some of the teachers that you had in school?
Sister Sumter was first grade. Mary Phillip, third and fourth. I think that must have been her first assignment.
Was that a double grade? Or
no, she taught us 2 years. Fifth grade, Anne. Florence. In sixth grade, Delia. In seventh grade, this one, I feel like turning this off because I'm ashamed, but I don't remember. She's a dear. I really like her. She's Quentin's aunt.
Cletus,
yeah. Isn't that funny? And Mary Acklin.
Who was the superior, or the principal then?
Victoria wasn't when I was in first grade. I had this recollection of Assumpta. See, I was only 5 when I went to first grade. Half the year I was only 5. And I think I was pretty like this. And I can remember she sent me to the office. I was only in first grade. And I went, Victoria used to sit at this big roll top desk in the office, and she had a cane. I was petrified. I didn't go in. I just pretended I went in. I think something must have meant I didn't go in. Because I went back and told her I went in, but I didn't go in. Told her the principal told me to behave myself. I can remember that, you know, those funny things that stand out in my mind that I can remember seeing mm-hmm. Victoria. She was the principal. Bernadette on Hildegard. Hildegard was superior, principal, music teacher for some of those years. Marita Lores. Remember Marita Lores?
I don't think I do. We knew her name is familiar.
Sister Bernadette was there a long time after I was in high school. People liked her.
What do you think made you want to be one woman?
I didn't for a long time. I didn't want to be a sister until maybe I was a senior or junior in high school.
So
I didn't want to be a sister.
Really didn't? Wasn't something in grade school?
No. I didn't have that desire then. I'm sure I didn't. It was when I went to high school, I went to narcolepsy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I and I think I got close to some of the sisters then. Mostly, I think, Sister Baptista. And Connie. Her sister.
Tonsuel.
Yeah, she was one of the sisters. Joanne. Bernice was there. Bernice never taught me. Sister Pierre. Adele. Some of those people. that I can remember, Alicia. Then I decided, I think my family was sort of disappointed because I have an aunt as a cheerleader. They loved the cheering sisters. They were taught by the cheerleaders in John the Baptist. And they really loved the cheering sisters. However, they didn't know anything at all about the Jesus.
Did the sisters who were in El Aquipa get to know your family? Did they visit or anything?
No, the sisters never visited. They still don't. They don't visit. No, I think. They knew my mother. My father wasn't a great one for being, active in the church. But my mother always was, not that she would be the head of a club or anything, but my mother always did things like collecting for the Altar and Rosary Society. She would go out collecting when Father Graney needed a car. She tells us stories about going, like to Plan 11 and Plan 6, climbing all those hills and going during the Depression, that was too, I guess, and getting nothing, from the people.
This was for church collections.
Yeah, the Altar and Rosary, they always collected money for the church, to do things in the church. In fact, mm-hmm. She was doing that until she was 90. She was still, they were still getting her to go to contact people, ladies, mm-hmm. to pay their dues or whatever they did. But my mother did things like scrubbing the church when she almost killed herself. She was pregnant, and scrubbing the St. Titus with scraping mops for Easter. That story she tells, where only a couple of ladies came. But she always worked. She worked for the bazaar. She worked for, any kind of thing like that. My mother and a friend, Mrs. Yetzo, did something that's interesting. When we were little, we were great for the First Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how on First Friday, in those days, you had to fast.
I didn't know that.
You never had to fast. Mm-hmm. Well, we had to fast. And we'd go to church, and my mother wouldn't want us to go without breakfast. So she and Mrs. Yetzo started this little thing down in this ugly old kitchen we had at St. Titus. They would get milk and cocoa and get donuts somehow. And I don't know how many people they gradually started to feed, but, so we'd go on First Friday and go to mass and then have our donuts and chocolate.
What would you do, fast up till communion time, or would it be all day?
You had to fast from 12 o'clock midnight.
Oh, okay. I knew that. I was thinking of a whole day's fast.
Oh, no. We'd go to early mass.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of things that she... I mean, she worked hard. She always worked hard.
Go back to your father's work. Do you remember if he worked different shifts?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was always a terrible thing because my father couldn't sleep very well. So when he was on that shift, when he had to sleep during the daytime, it was torture. I mean, my mother we were just little kids, and she'd be trying to keep us quiet so that he would be able to sleep. Yeah, I can remember this. Yeah, those shifts were hard. And in those days, before there was a union, the boss didn't like you. You could get the really raunchy times. You could be, forever on the bad shifts and not be able to say a word about it. They'd tell you to leave.
Now, what boss would that be? Like the foreman or?
Yeah, it would probably be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's you remember any union activity in Alcova?
I remember my father having to go on strike, having to picket. He didn't like things like that. I can remember him being on strike at least once. I remember that. I remember that at first, you know, I don't know how good unions have become. I don't know if they're good now. But I do know that for the men who worked in the mill at the time that they started, it was good because they had such long hours and no benefits, no vacations or anything like that. And so those things have come through the union. I don't know if the union has become too powerful or what happened since then, but I do know that at the beginning, the unions were good,
mm-hmm.
at least for the common, ordinary working man like my father.
You mentioned Father Graney. Do you remember any other priests?
Father Graney was, I think he was the pastor there when I was baptized. That was way back then, 1925.
Mm-hmm.
The one I remember most is Father Zahner. Father Zahner came when I was just a little kid in school. And he was there forever.
What was Father Zahner like?
Oh, he was easygoing. And I think he was shrewd.
What made you think that?
Because I think he had a flourishing parish going out of, you know, I think he, and I talked to Father Farina about this once, and it just occurred to me this year when I was going around to all the different churches in Ambridge, and I said, you know, I wonder what it is about Alcova. How come there's only one church in Alcova, in Ambridge? How come we didn't have all these ethnic groups? And it was Father's honor because he could speak a little bit of this and a little bit of Slovak and a little bit of Italian, and he could say so much in each language. And the people had enough, you know, were able to relate to him enough that I guess they didn't feel they had to break off. They didn't have to make a Polish church or an Italian church. So I think that's a really interesting thing about Father's honor.
That is extremely interesting. I'd really like to know if it was just his ability to speak the languages or if it was something else that...
Well, I think he was... Pete, you were able to relate to him, too. I think he was... people speak kindly of him.
Mm-hmm.
They speak well of him. I was never, you know, afraid of him. You know, you didn't have a fear of him. He wasn't, didn't come in and, you know, be around all the time in school or anything. But I guess he didn't have time to do that. I do remember he gave out report cards.
Mm-hmm.
Told you better do better the next time. And I remember he slept in the confessional. I do remember that. When you were saying your confession, he would wake up and then give you hands. A lot of kids used to say they would go to him on purpose because he was asleep. But I do think he must have been a shrewd businessman because, you know, there was a terrible debt, and they were able, and now they've gotten a lot of money in the bank. Of course, it's not just Father.